Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a great day. It is not minus 20, which it was yesterday. So very, very thankful for that. And I have you with me today. So this is a wonderful day. It's a great start. So I do want to chat today about the negative side to writing. And I want to put a bit of a positive spin on it for you. So this is not all doom and gloom. We are going to be moving forward in a positive way. Just bear with me. I promise it's going to be worth the wait. So we all get there. We hate our work. We feel like we're failures. There's paranoia. We're never going to amount to anything. Why is anybody listening to me? What is the matter with me? I'm such an imposter. My writing is no good. What is this book even about? We all get there. We all doubt ourselves. And I have just recently started to see the light when it comes to my own self-doubt and fear of my own writing. It kind of hit me like an epiphany a few days ago when I was going through a few of my own self-deprecating thoughts. And I realized that maybe those negative thoughts were actually for the better. I embraced a couple of them. I've always been really interested to find out why and how my brain works, because I know that it's not truth, but it hits me all the same. Whether I'm doubting things in my life or my writing or people, or, you know, I'm letting jealousy rule, or I'm letting my own insecurities rule, or I'm allowing that voice inside me to take over and dictate exactly how I spend my life and my days. And I know how dishonest that voice can be, but I listen to it nonetheless. And lately I've been listening to it with purpose to find out what it's trying to say and why it's saying what it is. And I know that this is probably not easy for a lot of people, and it probably comes across as a little bit strange that I'm allowing negativity to brew inside me to inspect it and figure out what it's doing. But I guess that's just the way my mind works sometimes. I digress. So lately I've allowed that voice to speak, and I've listened to the words it has to say to me and the doubts that it's filled me with and the paranoia and the delusions and the imposter syndrome that I've received from it. And I've realized that that little voice inside me, that negative, horrible thing, that when I can grasp it and I know how it thinks and feels and what it's going to say and how it's going to react to things, I'm able to see that in that negativity, in that thought, that there is so much raw material in the depth of those feelings that I could use them in my own writing, in my podcasts, in content creation, in character building, in everything that I do. Now, bear with me on this. I promised that we're going to find an end, and it's going to be really helpful, I hope, for most of you. So when we get into that negative headspace, whether it's imposter syndrome or doubt or fear, we tend to spiral into the worst forms of any mental illness that we might suffer from, whether that's depression or delusion or self-loathing or phobias or paranoia. Now, I am hoping that if you do fall into any one of those categories, that you know how to get yourself out and you know how to find help to overcome. However, I have realized lately that being able to take an aspect of each one of those illnesses, let's take anxiety. If you could dive deep into that anxiety and understand the feelings and the emotions and register them and hold them close to you, or pull out a notebook and just start writing your truth, whatever that truth is, whatever is real and right for you. when you're in those emotions, when you're in that mental state, write down everything you're thinking, everything you're feeling, every thought that comes to mind, every memory. Really embrace what that is, because those are your tools for building your stories. So often we try to create characters or personas within our own stories, and we draw on the world around us. But how often have you really gone deep inside of yourself to find the good and the bad and be able to portray that in your own work? The raw material that is in those feelings, in that anxiety, in that depression, in those phobias, in that paranoia, that raw emotion and thought process is some of the best material you will ever be able to use. So recently, like I said, I myself have fallen into some of these traps, but I've been able to pull back just enough to be able to inspect every one of those thoughts and pull material from every one of them. I don't know when I'm going to use it. It's all sitting in a notebook, but having that undiluted truth, that real honest truth that has been rolling around in my mind, that negativity, that anxiety, I now have a great picture of what that looks like and why it bothers me and how it moves and feels and sounds. Give this a try. It just might help you next time you fall into that self-loathing, self-deprecating thought pattern to be able to pull back and see it for what it is and learn from it. Because if you can learn from it and apply it to your work, how could it ever be a negative thing? And I know that sounds really contrary because of course it's a negative thing, but it's helping you grow and learning that and seeing that and allowing that to be a part of your life in the most positive, uplifting, and helpful way is actually a really interesting concept. Anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you have an amazing day and I will chat with you all again tomorrow. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.